Okay, so we're here in the French pavilion in the Venice Biennale, and I'm here with Martin
Calvo,
who's been here for a few weeks, and we've just been starting to have a conversation about why this space is so special. So could you just tell us a little bit about how you think it's affecting the Biennale, or what's good about this?
Hola. First of all, I think that the Biennale every year is rather the same because the theme or the creativity of the director of the directors of the Biennale have not different ideas. It's always the same. Architecture, art is rather the same. So this year, this pavilion is different because this is an alive pavilion. We are living here, and there is some hospitality here. There is a lot of people of different countries. They gave me their hospitality, and I think this pavilion can change the future of the Biennale, because this pavilion must be remembered as an open pavilion where the most important thing is human contact, a way of life, a way of think, an open mind, touch each other, skins, sensibility, and so on. So I hope that the next Biennale can take this example to think in different themes, more creativity and more human touch. Because if not, the Biennale will be always the same thing. And it will be dying.
And when you say that, do you think that that speaking about the Biennale like that is also it's talk the bigger picture, the world bigger than the Biennale is the whole world of architecture, which is this real world, and that maybe a lot of the architectural world is dead, and maybe this might be a spark to remind the architects and the architecture world that architecture is about life, not just making little buildings that look nice that people are bored with and most people don't care about, but making a way of life, like what people are doing here, making their Czech cakes and drinking their sparkling wine and alive. And that, so the question I'm asking is, do you think that on the wider picture, with the same criticism of that dead Biennale, would you be able to say that about the world of architecture?
Yes, because if we continue with this, I don't have to say it in the right way. If we continue to do the same operas and we forget people and how people live, we are destroying the world, we are destroying architecture, there is nothing. Everybody is talking about landscape, but we are living in cities. And larger cities, any time larger. Why? Because work is there. People must go to a large city to work, and I think that's it's strange. If you, New Jersey, for example, in America, it's a very good place, but there is no work. You must go to New York, and you must write some days about 2 hours, drive your car, because it's a lot of people going to work to the same place. That is not, I cannot imagine a future 20 years more, and people will kill we'll kill each other.
Yeah, yeah. Because they go crazy in this crazy world.
Of course.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So depressive. So there is a film, A Day of Fury, with Michael Douglas.
Okay.
Perhaps you remember.
I don't know.
A man is the story of a simple man that in the way of 24 hours his life changed.
Oh.
And he became crazy, foolish.
Yeah, yeah.
Put an arm and kill uno here, there. He becomes crazy.
Yeah. So he just flips out because the city just makes him go crazy.
This depression
he
had, he was out of control.
Yeah.
But this film, 10 years made 10 years before, is talking about the future.
Yeah.
A Day of Fury. He was only one, but if in the same day 1,000 people becomes in their day of fury, they'll kill each other.
Yeah, and even just a few days ago, we saw here in Italy, a college boy, went in with his guns and shot many people.
Oh, yes, yes.
So that was his day of fury.
Yes. Yes,
but I suppose what we're talking about is that this being in this pavilion here, this French pavilion, like when people come in, they see a building of sorts. They see.
That's my
iPhone.
All your.